Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Pitbull, I Know You Want Me was first, and then The Pretenders, Foo Fighters. Becky wants Pitbull now, don't you?
Well, you know, at the start when he's like, I know you want me, I was like, no, Pitbull, really not.
But when you first heard it.
Yeah, and now he's just been so persuasive, I'm starting to think that maybe I do. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if someone tells you something enough, it's like, I know you want me. Actually, 6 weeks later, maybe I do now, yeah. Thanks, Edith. Hello, I'm back. How are you? Thanks to Greg for last week.
Where have you been?
I went to America.
Were you with the Hoff?
Why is everyone asking me that today?
Why else would you go to America?
No, the first thing everyone says, I'm like, where have you been? LA. Were you with the Hoff? We're not married. I don't spend all my time with him.
So did you see him?
I did see him once.
There you go then.
That was it. We went out for dinner and then he was like, I've got to go, bye. And left me to pay the bill. Brilliant. Hope you're right this afternoon. Coming up, we've got a new game for you at 4:40, which is so rubbish, it's brilliant. Oh, what's occurring at 5:30? And no chappers this week or next. It's in our contract that we avoid each other at least 4 weeks a year.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Listen, if any of you lot are in any productions that you think we should see while we're in Edinburgh at the festival, then let us know. Helen's been on saying, you so need to come and see the full version of the musical theatre production of Rent. It's going to be awesome. That's Helen, who's in Edinburgh now. Anything else you think we should see or be aware of? Anything like you think is going to be really good or quite random? Be really interested to see it. Also, if you are going to the McDonald's drive-through in Paignton today, I'm not saying you should. There's probably not that many people listening that will be, but there might be a few. Could you shout happy birthday to Sophie, who is 16 today, and she's working at the McDonald's drive-through now. So when you're at that little speaker bit and she goes, hello, Sophie here. Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you? If you could just go, hi, fillet of fish, please. And happy birthday, Sophie.
Who has a fillet of fish? No one orders fillet of fish.
Actually, that's true.
Do they?
I don't know.
Do you eat them?
No, never.
No, I've never even tried one.
No, I mean, you always see it on the menu, but, like, it's never... You never actually get it, do you?
No.
Fillet of fish?
Just have a burger.
Okay, we'll just shout, burger, please, and happy 16th birthday, Sophie. All right? Just shout it through the little thing. Right, I need to tell you about my holiday. Oh my God, something really scary happened.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I was in... I thought it was at the start of one of those quite rubbish horror films. Right, so I hired a car. Can I have some music for this, actually? So I hired a car, okay?
And that's scary enough.
Yeah. And I'm driving. It's about midnight, okay?
Is it on one of those big six-laners?
Yeah, and there's no other cars around, okay? It was pitch black. No other cars on the road. Just me and my friend. We're in the middle of nowhere. Then suddenly I notice there is no petrol.
Why does it surprise me?
The red light has come on. I'm almost out of fuel. We've been driving for miles in the dark. There haven't been any petrol stations for about 60 miles.
This is so scary, Scott.
We're in the middle of nowhere. I see a sign. There are no petrol stations for another 30 miles. I'm not going to make it. I don't know what to do. If I break down, which I am going to do any second, I don't know who to call. And I can't call anywhere because there is no signal on my phone. So I'm still driving. I'm knowing any second my car is going to run out of petrol. Any second now. I see a sign for a rest area. In panic, I pull my car into the rest area. I can feel that the car now is running out of fuel. At the rest area, there are two people. A tourist from somewhere in Europe and his girlfriend.
I think you should do scary stories at the Edinburgh Festival during the day. Because I'm really frightened. So you're driving along the road.
I know I'm going to run out of petrol, right?
And now you've just seen two people in the rest area.
The rest area has two people in, okay? It's a bloke and his girlfriend. I don't want to speak to them because I've seen films like this. They're probably going to kill me. My friend eventually plucks up the courage to speak to them. They seem really nice, he said. I say, they always do at the start of those films, and then they kill you. We tell them our problem. They say, we'll help you. So they did, and we carried on our journey. And that's the end of the story.
That was so rubbish.
I know, well, I'm sorry I didn't have a better ending. But
What happened to your friend? He's still alive as well?
No, we're both still alive. They just told us where the nearest petrol station was and we went on. It's
podcast.
Wow. That was Cascada and Hardfire. I'm amazed. All the tickets, the upfront tickets, have already gone for Scott Mills the Musical. We let you have them at 4:30 and they were gone in like 2 minutes.
It's well good.
Really good.
Don't say what I just said.
Why?
Because you laughed at me and it just came out and it was... I didn't mean to say it.
Can I say it, please? Can I say it?
No.
Please.
Say it anyway, are
okay.
You?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Go on then.
I said, wow, they're all gone already. And Becky went, now I know what Madonna feels like. Did you really just compare yourself to Madonna?
Yeah, but I meant that the tickets are sold out really quick and her tickets sell out really quick.
But you did actually say that out loud.
Like Madonna, yes. Brilliant. I don't think she sits there hitting refresh to see when they've all gone either.
I doubt that she does that, no. She's probably got someone to do that for her. So thank you very much. All the upfront tickets are now gone for the musical, but the rest of the tickets, if you are going to be in Edinburgh anyway, will be... on our little ticket booth on the day of each performance. All the details are at Radio 1 online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. But don't worry about it if you didn't get tickets, because you will hear it all on Radio 1 and you will see the whole thing at Radio 1 online. Well, good. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
Katie.
Katie, how's it going?
It's all right.
Yeah, where are you today?
I'm in Kent.
How can I help?
I got tickets.
You got tickets online?
Yeah.
Yay. For what night?
The 12th.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No pressure. Good. What are you expecting?
I don't know.
No. Okay. Yeah, just keep your expectations low.
Okay.
It'll be fine. That'll be really good, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you going to bring?
My mum, I think.
Amazing. Also, have you got someone to stay? Because you can't crash in my room. No one can.
Oh, I think, yeah, I'll try and get somewhere to stay.
Right, okay, if you could sort that out quite... So what are you doing, looking at hotels and stuff?
Yeah.
Amazing! Okay, right, well, we'll see you in Edinburgh in August for the musical.
Okay.
Well done, love you, bye! Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. And now, our new game. Just for the pun of it. Mm-hmm. The idea is this. You phone somewhere and you try to get as many puns relating to the place you called into the conversation as you can. It's quite fun. We've been doing this most of the afternoon. It's quite a laugh, isn't it? The idea is they don't know or realise that you're putting loads of puns into the conversation. Right, place your bets, people. Who was best at it today, me or Becky?
Oh, I wonder.
I wonder who it could be. So here's me first. Calling a fish and chip shop in Sheffield. But how many fishy puns could I fit into the conversation?
Hello?
Oh, my God, is that the fish and chip shop?
Yeah, David and Chippy, yeah.
I wonder if you can help me. I'm thinking about having a party tonight.
Yeah.
I need to cheer myself up. I've had, like, about enough recently. And me and my mates are going to have a hell of a time tonight. Yeah. And I was wondering what you would recommend to eat from your place.
Fish and chips.
Any particular type? Because I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend? Can you tell me now, or do you need to mull it over?
Well, I reckon fish and chips are quite nice. And you can have the specials with chips, sausage, with other beans, peas, cutting your gravy at $1.90.
God, that's cheap.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I want this to be a success. I don't want it to be a load of carp.
No, it won't.
Can I ask you a favour as well?
Yeah.
If you... It's a surprise, so don't tell anyone about my party. Can you keep a lid on it?
Yeah.
That's brill, that is.
Yeah, all right, no problem.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Get in 10 actual fish puns.
No, 9. You can't have oh my cod twice. That's
you can.
No, you can't.
Okay, 9 then. Still quite a lot.
I just don't want it to be carp was a bit of rubbish.
They're all rubbish. But how well did you do? I got 9. Here's Becky calling a coffee shop this time. It's right near where you are from, isn't it?
Yeah, coffee and cream in Taunton.
Yep.
Well, nice.
How many puns, coffee puns, can she get in? I wonder.
Good afternoon, coffee and cream.
Hello?
Hello.
I rang a minute ago and I couldn't get through, so I thought I'd give it an extra shot. I've been so lucky finally getting you. I just wondered, what time are you open till today?
We're open till 5 o'clock.
Oh, brilliant. I was having a conversation with Dave in the office and he thought you were open till 6, but I said 4. But what do I, cappuccino? It's been have you been busy today?
Not too bad.
I've been having the worst. Oh, it's just on the daily grind. It's just hard to, you know, stay full of beans at the moment. It's all right, Paino Chocolat. Oh, you can't give me... Why did you give me coffee shop? It was really hard.
Pano Chocolat.
I didn't even get to use it. Made me so cross.
Also, don't laugh. You make this mistake every time.
It's just too...
Stop laughing.
She
and they
on
might...
to me.
You could tell.
What do I, cappuccino? Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. The right Pano Chocolat.
Yeah, she was definitely onto you, I think. Seriously, you missed out so many then as well.
I know, it's no use sending them in now, like, I better mock a move. And how latte are you open?
Yeah, all thanks. You could have had thanks a latte at the end. Oh no, she put the phone down before you had a chance to do that. Once again, just people saying you're rubbish, but actually amazing at the same time. Well, that'll be on the podcast for you. A lot of people quite enjoying Just for the Pun of It. They liked my missed hake.
We should do it again and give you a harder one.
Like what? Oh, well, I suppose I did get the easy one. Fish and chip shops is fairly easy. Mm. Coffee shops is harder. Where else could we ring? Anyway, we'll get back to you when we find some more places.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Oh, do you remember that TV show that I was obsessed with for a while? I think this might have been before your time, Becky. Not before you were alive. I mean, before...
I've had enough of 80s TV.
Before you joined this show. It was a programme on E, the E channel... called Sunset Tan. Have you seen it?
No. I think I've seen a clip of it.
It's about a tanning shop. Sounds exciting. Is.
Right up your street.
About a tanning shop in Los Angeles, and all the stars go in there all the time, because it's right on Sunset Boulevard.
Is it those two girls?
Yeah, it's Holly and Molly. The Ollie girls, right? And they just tan people all day, and it just follows the kind of the lives of them and the other employees of this tanning salon in Los Angeles.
Do you get to see loads of celebs in those paper pants?
Yeah, loads. I think they're still making it on the E! Channel. And I got a bit obsessed with it for a while. It's still on, I know that much. All the stars go in there. While I was away, I got a phone call. They actually called me up.
Really?
Yeah, and they wanted me to go in and have a free tan at Sunset Tan because I think one of the Hoffs people... sorted it out, and they just gave me a ring. How good is that? But I couldn't go in there. I didn't have time.
Aww.
I know, so annoying. Are you pleased for me?
Yeah. Is that Au Naturel, then, that one?
This is just from... Yeah, this is not from Sunset Tan. What do you mean? Do you mean, is this a natural tan?
Yeah.
No, yes, it is, I mean. Yeah. Yeah, it was quite sunny there, yeah. I'm just gutted. So I know they sometimes listen as well, because you can get Radio 1 now. That's quite weird, actually. I was driving around in my car listening to Greg... Really strange. So, hello, people at Sunset Tan. They're probably not listening, but thanks for the offer.
Why would you do that when you're on holiday?
Huh?
Why would you do that when you're on holiday?
Just wanted to see what was going on.
Worried that he'd be better than you.
No, just wanted to, you know, stay in the loop.
What did you think?
It's really good. Really good. I put him on in the afternoon.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I've had so many emails about this. While I was away, I appeared on a show called The Soup, which is another show on the E! Channel. Now, I don't want you to think that I just appear or watch E! All the time, but I do watch it quite a lot.
Was this with the Hoff?
Yeah. Thank you, all the people who are in America that listen to us or download the podcast and spotted this. Loads of you. If you've not seen this show called The Soup on E!, it's a bit like TV Burp, where they kind of take apart American TV shows that have been on in the last week, and it's presented by this guy... called Joe McHale, who's very good.
Were you in costume running around like they do on TV Burp?
No, have a listen to this.
David Hasselhoff was a guest on The View this week, and he showed footage of his daughters in the recording studio.
Right, so The View, which the Hoff appeared on last week, is like their version of Loose Women, where women just sit around and talk about how rubbish men are and handbags and stuff. No, they don't, actually. They talk about burning issues of the day. Whoopi Goldberg's on it. It's like Loose Women, but with Whoopi Goldberg. Anyway, he was a guest last week on the show.
Just about to break next fall. I said, Daddy, will open the door, but you got to walk through it, and it's amazing.
But Daddy's pleased, but okay, do we have it?
But you can't stop the music.
So that's the clip of David Hasselhoff's daughters singing their song. And I was in the studio, if you remember, at the time, watching them with him. So there, I'm in the recording studio with the Hoff, and we're watching the girls sing and do their thing. And David's kind of like...
He sounds like he's loving it.
He's
actually whooped then, didn't he?
Yeah, he's doing the proper dad dance along to the track. And I'm just kind of sat there with this face on. Now, how would you describe this face?
Not very impressed at all.
Maybe.
Slightly bored?
Yeah. And here's what they had to say about it on The Soup.
That was a bitchin' track. What do you think, other guy in the studio?
That's me, and they just showed a close-up of my not-very-impressed face. Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
There you are. I'm other guy in the studio.
You've made it.
Thanks to everyone who pointed that out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
2 weeks now to go until Scott Mills the Musical in Edinburgh. Tickets have gone already, but there will be some in our special ticket booth operated by Chappers on the day of each performance.
He's going to love it when we tell him he's got to do that.
Yeah. Earlier today, we went to the first kind of read-through of the script with the cast. How weird was that? But brilliant.
Yeah, really weird. You all sit around in a circle and then just read out the script.
Yeah. So we kind of timed the whole script and read it out. Joe, who is playing me, was there. He's good. He's going to be so good at this.
Mm.
What did you think of the person that plays you,
It's
Becky?
Really weird to meet someone that's going to play you in a musical. Her name's Laurie, and I just looked her up on the internet, actually, and when you search for her, just loads of pictures of her with not many clothes on come up. I think she does burlesque.
Right.
I hope she does burlesque.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, she seemed really nice.
Yeah.
Although our boss thinks she's a bit too posh to play me.
Yeah, she needs to West Country up a little
tone
bit.
Tone it down a bit.
I'm not saying that people from the West Country aren't posh. I'm just saying that maybe she needs to have a bit of an accent.
The guy who plays Chappers is amazing.
Let's talk about the bloke playing Chappers. Oh, my God, he's amazing.
He got it down to a T, didn't he?
Yep.
When they first did it, he was like, yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
He's got it, like, spot on. How old do you reckon he is?
35, it says here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. He's so good, the guy playing Chappers. When we first went in, obviously we didn't know who was playing who, and I saw him and I was like, oh my God, I really, really hope he's Chappers. Yes, he is.
Yes, just sitting being grumpy in the corner.
What's his name?
John Dryden Taylor.
Amazing.
Although the other things he's been in include like Hamlet and stuff, and now he's playing Chappers.
Wow. So he must be pleased with that.
But Laurie, on Laurie's MySpace...
Is that the girl where you look... The first picture you see when you look her up is her, like, in nipple tassels?
Yeah. Laurie Hagen is going to play me musical, yeah. And it says on her website, Time Out are quoted as saying, we're expecting big, big things of her in 2009.
Well, there they are. There it is right there, playing you. So excited.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
OK, I've missed this. Let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's our guessing game quiz. Play along at home, please, and text me how you do on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Playing on your own today, Becky?
Yeah, I think
Chappers
you might win
not
today.
First one. Let us know how you do. I want to know your scores as well on 81199. You know Molly Sugden?
Mm-hmm.
She, it's very sad. She died recently. Mm. She's, a British actress, and she was in this show, which they still show all the time. I think it's on Dave, and it's a show called Are You Being Served? It was made, like, way before our time, back in, I don't know, like, early 70s.
Is that the one with the bloke who shouts, I'm free, all the time?
That's it, yeah.
Do it for me?
It's brilliant.
Do an impression of him quickly, please.
Why?
Because I just want to remind everyone of how it sounds.
I'm free. Anyway, in the show, the amazing Are You Being Served?, the lovely Molly Sugden played a lady called Mrs. Slocum who worked in a shop. So good. And her character had a cat. And she went on about her cat all the flipping time. Do you remember that?
Mm.
You've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah.
My question to you, how many times during Are You Being Served does Mrs. Slocum mention her cat?
Oh. Loads.
Okay, if I could have a number, that would be good.
25.
25 cat mentions.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Molly Sugden, Mrs. Slocum, going on and on about her cat.
Would you go to my front door, bend down, and look through the letterbox? And if you can see my pussy, would you drop a sardine on the man? He refuses to come down. The mere sight of my pussy drives him mad. I've got a whole row of silver cups.
Oh, and what are they for?
Oh, they're for my pussy. The last time I was late, a fireman had to climb out of my bedroom window and risk his life on a narrow ledge trying to grab hold of my pussy. Having a bath at 6 o'clock in the morning played havoc with my pussy. It's a wonder I'm here at all, you know. My pussy got soaking wet. If I'm not home on the stroke of 7, my pussy starts clawing at my business. Oh, Mr. Rumbold, I hope this isn't going to take long. My pussy's been locked up for 8 hours. I've got to get home. If my pussy isn't attended to by 8 o'clock, I shall be stroking it for the rest of the evening. Well, the central heating broke down. I had to light the oven and hold my pussy in front of it. I never have any trouble in getting up in the morning. My pussy's just like an alarm clock. Well, if I'm not home on the stroke of 6, my pussy goes mad. Well, you know how clumsy those removal men are. I'm not having them handling my pussy. The man next door is popping in every half hour to keep an eye on my pussy. Have any of your constables reported having seen this lady's pussy? I inadvertently dropped some on my pussy. And if there are any leftovers, my pussy gobbles them up in a flash. Well, if I'm to spend an evening in this club, there'll have to be accommodation for my pussy. It's a diamantic collar for me pussy. I'm trying to get my pussy on the phone. Mr. Humphreys, leave my pussy alone.
Wow, it's a really old show, but you need to see it. 22? Not bad, 3 hours.
Oh, what's occurring?
22 mentions of Mrs. Slocum and her cat from Are You Being Served? Right, for this next one, I need to say I actually hate you, Becky.
Why?
Because I've just found out what the next one is. Now, you may have heard me saying earlier that while I was away in America, I had a call from the people at Sunset Tan. If you don't know what Sunset Tan is, it's an American TV show where two girls, like called Holly and Molly, work there and they tan celebrities. I was thrilled to be offered a chance to get a free tan at Sunset Tan when they called me last week. Mm. Only I've just found out that maybe it wasn't them calling to offer me a tan at all. Maybe it was you and the one that doesn't speak.
I feel a bit bad about this because you said earlier that you were really excited.
Yeah, I was raving on about it.
I thought you'd just forget about it.
So, it was you all the time. See, the line was quite bad, which is why I would have got it, I think, otherwise.
Yeah, of course you would.
But I would. But you called me pretending to be from Sunset Tan while I was away.
I think this is one of my more successful wind-ups.
Right, so I've got down here the question, which I imagine you probably know the answer to. How long would Scott, me, stay on the phone to the people from the tanning salon featured on the TV show Sunset Tan before realising it was just the one that doesn't speak and Becky? Go on, have a wild guess.
Till we got really bored of stringing you along and got back to work. How long was it? About 3 minutes?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the hilarious one that doesn't speak and the even more hilarious Becky phoning me pretending to be from Sunset Tan.
Hello?
Is that Scott?
Hello?
Scott Miles?
Hello, who's this?
Scott, it's Mario Cinquecento from Sunset Tan.
From where, sorry?
From Sunset Tan, you know? I was talking to Joe Townley. He said you were in town. I was wondering, are you going to come down to Sunset Tan, get a tan down the salon while you're here?
Are you calling from the actual
from Sunset Tan, you know?
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm very well. We're filming another series down here at the moment. I'm thinking that if you're in town, you could be on it, because I know on your radio show you were talking about Sunset Tan, weren't you?
Yeah,
we'll give you, don't worry, you won't have to pay a thing. We'll give you a free tan with one of the Ollie girls. Hang on a second, here's one of the girls. Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott, it's Molly, one of the Ollie girls. When are you coming down and get your tan?
Is that... Hi.
Hi. When are you coming down to see us?
Well, I can come anytime because I'm really nearby.
We got that extra mahogany one in for you.
Is this Molly I'm speaking to now?
Molly Ollie.
Amazing. Okay, well, when's best for you?
Anytime you like, Miles.
Mills,
Are you going to, like, totally get all your clothes off this time? Because, you know,
what?
Like, just wondering this time, you know, it'd be better if you, like, just took them all off.
What?
I
can wear those. I wear those pants.
No. I'm talking, like, totally buff.
Really?
Yeah.
Who will see me?
Just, like, me and the other Ollie and the video guy.
I'd rather not that, to be fair.
There's just, like, a few, you know, the one with the boom, the camera guy.
I don't want it to be filmed, if that's okay. But I'd definitely come down, I would love to.
Scott!
Hello?
Scott, it's Mario! I'm sorry, we gotta go. Lindsay Lohan's just coming, hang on. Lindsay! I'm sorry, I'll be right. I'll give you a call back. We'll arrange a time, okay? Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Lizzie, darling.
Jill, like, so totally didn't notice that we were even playing, like, TV theme tunes in the
background. Why were you playing Only Fools and Horses in the background and One Foot in the Grave?
I was trying to help you out a bit, but you just didn't hear it, did you?
No, I couldn't hear any much at all. All right, well, that...
Bless you. How long was it?
2 minutes and 15.
Yay!
Well done, everyone. Yeah, good. Let us know how you did today or know what's occurring. Just send me a text at 81199. Thanks very much for that, both of you. Cheers.
Oh!
Thank you. While I've been away, you've still been looking out for some innuendo bingo. So cheers for that. This one sent in by a number of people on email from Radio 1's request show at the weekend with Fern and Reggie.
Are you in love?
I'm just feeling good, Niall. I'm just feeling... I'm not...
No, I would know. Yeah, I'm like the sister here, remember? Yeah, I would know. I don't know anything about
it. She can smell love on me.
Nice one, Reggie. Good one.
I don't know anything about
it. She can smell love on me.
And loads of people while I was away sent this one in. Bit of innuendo bingo from what?
This is my favourite. I actually saw this one live and it was even better.
This is a good one.
The one that doesn't speak has got some Paolo Nutini on, I think.
Did you just... Right, I'm not being funny.
He's just watching a Paolo Nutini video.
Could you, like... Wait until the end of the show before you start listening to other music.
He loves Paolo, though.
Yeah, I know he does. But, like... While
you know,
we're on 6:35
air, 6:35 every day gets the hits out.
I don't know. Which one was it today? New shoes.
The one that's got a video with a rabbit in it.
Right, good. you switched it off now, brilliant. Thanks.
He's still watching it. He's just got the sound off.
Yeah, stop it. Innuendo bingo sent in by loads of people on email. This is from the Gulf, I think.
Yeah,
while
weekend.
I was away last weekend.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
The one that doesn't speak's missing out on this.
Yeah. Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Anything else you spot on the radio or TV that's a bit let me know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Podcast. And now here's Joe, who is playing me in our musical, Scott Mills the Musical. Hi, Joe.
Hello there.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. So it's the first day of rehearsals today for the musical. We've got 2 weeks to go. Ah! And we came along for the read-through earlier where we all read through the script. That was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit weird.
Yeah. I didn't want to put my all into it. I wanted it to be kind of understated. However, you went for it, didn't you? You were singing and everything.
There was one song I knew, so I sang that song. I felt a bit embarrassed.
We were very impressed. It is odd, though, when you're just in a small room with not many people, when you have to go, Becky had to sing as well, or try to.
Especially as we're not actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Because they're all going, blah, and like, blah, and we're just kind of, all right, yeah. Okay, here's my lines.
Are we allowed to say who Becky's going to play? Or are we? Okay, Becky in the musical is not playing herself, that's someone else. Becky is playing the parts of Joe Wiley and Kylie Minogue.
She has a really good Australian accent, though. I was really impressed.
I know.
I didn't put my all in it today.
You didn't either. You were underplaying it.
I was impressed by your accent, though, Becky.
Oh, thank you.
Do it now.
No, I haven't got my lines in front of me.
Oh, darling.
I know the line, Becky. Come on.
It was a bit of a problem when I had to do a song, and then I've realised that I can do an Australian, but only for like 4 or 5 words, and after that it kind of just runs out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to learn it.
You're going to have to work on that. How did you find the rest of the day, Joe?
Yeah, it was good. We just had some singing rehearsals in the afternoon. Got some of your songs down.
Really? Down?
Yeah, down.
Are you going to remember all those words? It's quite a lot.
Well, hopefully. I'm in it for quite a lot, really, which is a bit unexpected. Oh, well, I wasn't really expecting. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. But, yeah, it looks good. It should be good. Some of the songs went really well today.
Wow, so you've been doing the songs already. Impressive.
Do you all stand around the piano like they do on X Factor and stuff, going la 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 la, like doing your scales and stuff?
Oh yeah, little warm ups, and we play drama games as well. Always good.
What are drama games?
They're like, I don't really know how to explain them. It's like acting as if you're still in primary school, but
is
you're
it like
an adult.
Like the ones Mr. G does in Summer Heights High. They're good drama games.
Oh, I love Summer Heights High.
Oh yeah.
Is everyone just sit around in a circle and they just pretend to be a cat?
Like that.
Yeah, just like that, that's what we did.
What do you think of the other cast members?
Oh, they're wicked. They're really lovely, actually. We just stayed for a bit after rehearsal finished and had a chat and stuff. They're all really nice.
Yeah, I love the guy that plays Chappers so much.
Oh, he's going to be good.
He's just like him.
He said he was worried that he didn't have enough hair for the part.
Enough what?
Enough hair.
Enough hair? No, yeah, that is fine.
Yeah, I said Chappers doesn't have a lot of hair, surely.
No, that's fine. Okay, well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. It sounds like it's lots of fun. We'll come down again. When are we going to come down next? Maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's good.
Amazing. Also, if you want to go online now...
Right.
No, not you.
You can if you want to,
you can as well, and you can see yourself.
Yeah.
Last week, while I was away, Evie, the singing coach lady, the nice lady off X Factor, dedicated some of her time to come in and give you a little bit of a lesson, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She was nice.
Yeah, she was lovely, actually.
Love her.
It was really good, yeah. She was so nice, which was good.
Did you find her useful?
Yeah, she was really good. It was really good to work with her, actually. Yeah. Really interesting.
That video of Joe having a little lesson and being put through his paces by Evie off of X Factor is now online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We'll catch up with you later in the week, Joe.
Okay, I'll speak to you soon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.